So, you're just wondering what happens. If you literally... Let's see... Switch from Windows to FreeDOS, an open source disk operating system. In reality, well, what about Ubuntu Linux? Well, our podcast. And welcome to Fairies, Dreams, and Fantasy. Podcast I can imagine. Well, if you're tired of Microsoft Windows, well, try to go back to coding. And what's the purpose of going back to DOS? Well, FreeDOS is an open source disk operating system. As disclaimer, this is not an endorsement nor an affiliation with FreeDOS. You want to learn more about FreeDOS, just go to freedos.org or click on a link that is available in the description box to give yourself a copy of this open source disk operating system for your computer. Excuse me. Go to freedos.org to get yourself a copy of a FreeDOS operating system installer. Well, it's time to ditch Windows because it's getting worse than you thought. So what's the purpose of going back to DOS? Well, coding, gaming, you name it. And of course, it does not take that much resources. And there are some open source graphical user interfaces out there for FreeDOS. Or you can make your own. But Chameleon Line is king. So, before you put your FreeDOS disk into your computer, which is built from scratch into the machine, subscribe. And stay tuned as we explore what happens if we switch from Windows to FreeDOS in reality. Now, let's start with this computer, which is built from scratch, or just bought from a store that does not contain an operating system and does not include secure boot. And you order a computer with a special order that is designed to run FreeDOS and other open source operating systems. So we start with one computer, and you go back to coding. Hey, that'll bring back these jobs. That's the purpose. Code your own game, code your own software. That's what craftsmanship is all about. Then we go with two computers. If you have a business that does not allow Microsoft Windows. And in some cases, both your employees right there become friends and code games individually. And goes open source. And in some cases, y'all make your own platform from scratch and become programmers. Hey, I can make my own game inspired by Nintendo. And we go with four computers running FreeDOS. And that could save this company over $550 or more. That's more money in your pocket. And then we go with eight computers. That's more than enough to fill up a small computer lab with educational computers for children so they can code. Old laptops can be used, including used computers that are rebuilt. Even mini PCs can have FreeDOS installed too. And now we're back to optical media for playing those games. Well, you have free DOS, legacy software still work. But you should give it a try. And then 16 computers, that is more than enough to fill up a small computer lab. And there'll be more gamers. And these computers will gain coin-operated capabilities. Hey, that's more money for us this time. No more sketchy terms of service to deal with. And then we have 32 of these computers run FreeDOS. And that's more than enough to fill up a coding studio for coding those games from scratch with ultra craftsmanship. We're going to set aside 32 Ubuntu computers so they can diversify their reach, but those for later on. Now we go to 64 computers run FreeDOS. And of course, that is more than enough for a game studio to make more games independently for craftsmanship. And in some cases, they distribute their games to public libraries and make their own cartridge-based systems. And then, the market for FreeDOS computers begin to grow. And in some cases, FreeDOS computers can be sold with very, very, very low prices despite high-quality parts on computers. No more buying licenses of Microsoft Windows, and no more dealing with those product keys, and no more dealing with malware and viruses. Then we go to 128 computers. That is more than enough to fill an arcade that uses computers you type into, and they gain those payment accepting mechanisms like dollar bills and coins, like an arcade. Then 256 computers. That is more than enough to save lots of money. Well, we're just focusing on FreeDOS. And in some cases, these computers will be run FreeDOS. In some cases, that will save lots of money for those companies who care about open source software. And then, 512. That is more than enough to shove a dent to Microsoft Windows. Because of money saved. And then, 1,000 computers. That's more than enough for a tech-related company to save lots of money. And of course, to go independent. It was a game studio with thousands of computers with thousands of employees, having more money in their pockets and other money in their savings accounts. And then, we go to 2,000 computers. Still the same with FreeDOS. And that is more than enough to save 2,000 households who own computers lots of money. And in some cases, they code and make their own games and make money. And in some cases, they get out of poverty slowly. And of course, they join the market. Then 4,000 computers. That's more than enough to knock out Microsoft Windows. But it's focused on FreeDOS, remember. And then 8,000. And they can fill a multi-story computer lab that's public run free DOS, or it could be used as a large arcade, like a super arcade. That's 16,000. That's more than enough. For these computers to have more coders, and in some cases more people to have jobs, and coding software and games from scratch with craftsmanship generate jobs. And that's when women begins to code. And now we go to, believe it or not, millions. That is more than enough to save lots of money. And in some cases, the free DOS community will grow to the point of being such a strong community. Also, there'll be more gamers, and the game industry will begin to mismatch with independent game developers. And the studios continue to keep their doors open because of power of free DOS. And they distribute the games to public libraries, physical media, and of course, independent video game selling stores. Or independent video game stores. If this type of this trend of switching from Windows to free DOS accelerates from this number, how much money you will save? Well, that will save us not just one, not just two. That will save us thousands of dollars a year. And in some cases, Microsoft Windows will become a minority. And in some cases, free DOS will resurrect old computers. That means MS-DOS will be replaced with FreeDOS. And you should give FreeDOS a try. Because we need to go back to coding. So what happens if you ever do a switch from Windows to FreeDOS? Well, you should prepare, because it'll make a difference. Even if we have a large hard disk drive, that's the way how it's supposed to be. With all that junk what Microsoft put into their operating systems these days. Hey, I can code a game for my friends too on FreeDOS. And in some cases, typing. And in some cases, the market will be different. And in some cases, we will have more affordable products that are high quality, and in some cases, more affordable computers, and that will keep all computers from landfills. And in some cases, that may result to savings for computer manufacturers to produce higher quality computers while need to fumble for those licenses what Microsoft is selling. That means no more deal with Microsoft Windows. So what happens if you own a company and you ban Microsoft Windows on next day? Well, be prepared for some your employees asking questions. Will you ban Microsoft Windows from your company? That will cause a chain reaction if you switch from Windows to free DOS right away. If you speak to your employees about preparing for a transition, you should always like no. So what to do if you have employees within your company who is about to switch to free DOS? Well, here are first things you gotta do. First, set up a schedule for operating systems to be changed over. You can set it like months away, and then you set up a deadline to ensure Microsoft Windows will no longer be supported, or in some cases be banned. Two, speak to your employees about a transition that may be daunting for them, or in some cases cause them to be anxious. And three, prepare to save how much cash you'll get. So now, what happens if a company switched to free DOS tomorrow? What's going to happen? It will be a total wipe of Microsoft Windows on Windows machines that are being turned to free DOS machines. And in some cases, those Windows computers may be auctioned off, and you may order those custom built computers to go back to coding, or switch operating systems if you know what you're doing. And in some cases, this company that owns 4,000 computers may save lots of money, because free DOS can be installed again, with no product keys to deal with. And coding jobs begin to rise slowly. And then what's going to happen? The chain reaction of coding jobs may overwhelm this company with more employees and more productivity. And in some cases, these employees may ask questions about the switch. And in some cases, there'll be a conversation about an open source operating system when you're switching to. To calm down employees, those plans has been set out. And in some cases, these employees has realized why they're doing a switch. That caused the Windows networks to go down. Unfortunately, Wi-Fi networks are not compatible with FreeDOS are being fitted with wired connections for our networks. Also, they had to revert back to wired computers. In some cases, They gotta find ways for Wi-Fi drivers to be made just for free DOS. And in some cases, money begins to pour in when you save lots of money. Where a new operating system like Microsoft Windows or a newer version comes up. However, this type of switch via a high percentage beyond say 5% has resulted to more people crafting their own parts for computers. And in some cases, going back to the times when people kept making their own computers in a different way and different kinds. And that's when floppy disk drives do a comeback. Old employees right there. Had to adapt to this change. And it may take some time. Hands-on training is necessary. And finally, the employees out there got all other coding jobs. And in some cases, this company has ditched Microsoft Windows by 99.9%. And in some cases, that company has bare Microsoft Windows altogether indefinitely, saving company hundreds of thousands of dollars for years to come. And you set aside to the savings account, causing the company to last longer. When newer employees who have coding jobs, coding games in our means, keeps going, going, going. And outside of work, there was a conversation about switching to FreeDOS. And have more money in their pocket, causing employees to buy better food at home, and of course, have more money to spend in their pockets. If it's a restaurant, better quality food. If it's a hotel, better quality. If it's a school, better quality education. And most importantly, hospitals may experience use of open source software too. Where open source technology makes things even easier. And of course, theme parks that use open source software may have more money to spend. And energy companies may experience this type of thing too with FreeDOS and other open source operating systems. Wow, how about that? FreeDOS, open source disk operating system, be more of a money saver. Well, if you buy something new, why don't you share it to your friends and family or any social networks? And don't forget to support our podcast by turning on listener support. That way, we can make new content. Please support us. That way, our project will continue on for years to come. And thanks for listening to our podcast. And a Q&A is available. And we also have a poll. So, you can vote which operating system would you rather use for everyday use. If you switch to FreeDOS, don't forget to check out that link we just posted on our podcast. See you later.